Exodus 3:1-22. And particularly in this discourse, from verse 13 to verse 16. In this chapter, we're seeing God commissioning, calling, sending Moses back to Egypt to rescue the people. For the first 40 years of his life, Moses has been a prince in Egypt. Then he presented himself to the Hebrews, thinking, assuming, that they would understand that he was the leader to bring them out from Egypt. But they rejected him. And out of fear of Egypt, Moses fled into the wilderness. And he's been there for 40 years now, as a shepherd. And God now, at the burning bush, is calling him and sending him back to Egypt, to the Hebrews. And Moses is resistant. He's resisting strongly here. Who am I? How can I go? They rejected me last time. What will Pharaoh do to me? And all the rest of it. Who am I? Well, after the previous discourse, later in the day, I read 2 Corinthians 12. And Paul felt his weakness. In fact, he was given a weakness by God, a thorn in the flesh. But he gloried in his weakness. 2 Corinthians 12, I glory in it, he said. The grace of God, the grace of Christ is more evident in my weakness, in my insults that I meet, and all the sufferings I have to endure. Weakness is strength when God is there. And God has said to Moses, I will be with you. I will rescue you. I will bring you out. Here is my promise. Here is the sign. But Moses is still resistant, verse 13. Moses said to God, suppose I go to the Israelites and say to them, the God of your fathers has sent me to you, and they ask me, what is his name? Then what shall I tell them? You see, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob had had dealings with God. How will I convince them, the Hebrews, that I have had the similar dealings with God? What's your name? What shall I tell them? God said to Moses, I am who I am. I will be what I will be. I am God. I am self-existent, the self-existent one, the unique God, the only God, the unchanging God, the underived God, the eternal God, the unchangeable God, not only unchanging, but unchangeable. I am God supreme. I am always God. I have always been God, and I always will be God. I am who I am. God also said to Moses, say to the Israelites, the Lord, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, has sent me to you. This is my name forever, the name by which I am to be remembered from generation to generation. Go assemble the elders of Israel and say to them, the Lord, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, appeared to me and said, I have watched over you, and so on. I am has sent me to you, verse 14. This is what you are to say to the Israelites. Punch home my name, my person. I am the Lord, God, and the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. My brothers and sisters, can you not hear this thumping over in these words? Can you not hear what God is saying? Here is the great eternal God, the God of the covenant. His covenant purpose worked out in these covenants, beginning supremely with the covenant with Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. And now God is moving to the next epoch in this revelation of covenant history, this redemption history. And what is that? The covenant with Israel, the forming of Israel into a nation, the bringing of Israel into the promised land, at Sinai giving them the law, the Mosaic covenant, setting up the nation, the priesthood, the sacrifices, the Sabbath, the temple. All shadows, all pictures, all ineffectual in themselves, but all going on in that next great epoch, and then through David, and then to the full and complete fulfillment of Christ. He is the Sabbath. He is the sacrifices. He is the temple. He is the priest. He is the king. He is the great prophet. A prophet like me, says Moses, will be able to say later on, a prophet like me, the Lord God will raise up to you. Him shall you hear. And all this is coming over here at the burning bush. Here is the instigation, the initiation of this great covenant history. And brother and sister, we're caught up in it. We're in this covenant. What a privilege. All that's going on here in Exodus 3 at the burning bush is for us. It's leading on to Israel, this shadow. But we're living in the day of the fulfillment. The substance of it all. Shadow has given way to substance now. Christ is our priest. Christ is our sacrifice. Christ is our all. He is our Sabbath. The Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The God of Moses. The God of David. The God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. The great I Am is your God, brother. Your God, sister. And our little small affairs, our small afflictions, our weakness, our trials, yours, your difficulties, our little meanderings in life, are all part and parcel of this great eternal covenant. We're not just reading a historical event here, it is historical. But we have a saving interest in these words, because this is leading up to, all leading up to, not only the rescue of Israel from Egypt, but to the much bigger thing than that, the glorious coming of Christ, the establishment of the new covenant, the saving of the elect throughout the world, Jew and Gentile, and all for the eternal glory of God, leading to the everlasting bliss of all the saints, to God's eternal praise. And brother and sister, from all eternity past, this great God, I am who I am, I am the great Lord himself, this great God, has had his purpose, his hand, his mind, his heart, his love set upon you, brother, set upon you, sister, set upon me. And we, though we are so small, have been the objects of his everlasting covenant plan, purpose, and choice. Oh, praise to our God. And whatever our weakness, brother or sister, let us go on today to serve the Lord our God and exalt him. And may we yet live to see many, many sinners being born again of God's Spirit, brought to faith and repentance in our Lord Jesus Christ and trusting Christ toward God and so on, that they might have everlasting peace with God, enter into this covenant with us, and so swell the ranks of those that bring everlasting praise in glory to Jesus. Unbeliever, this is the God with whom you have to do, the great I Am. If you have your wits about you, if you're awake, you will submit to him at this very moment and cry out for mercy, for his wrath, kindled in a moment, can smite you into eternity in an instant. Bow the knee now to our Lord Jesus Christ. Repent, trust him, and all is well. Reject him, and this great God will crush you. May it not be so. May we, all of us, sinner and saint, unbeliever and believer, think upon this great God today, and may we all yield to him and bring him the glory that is due to his holy name.